Hello there, this is Xue Flower. Today, I would like to share with you how to read difficult essay. So, let's do it. However, I prefer to say how to read advanced essay. Okay, so listen carefully. We have to trim the fat. What does it mean, trim the fat? Yeah, to get rid of the extra part you don't want. Think about the piece of meat you are preparing to eat. You have to cut off the most of the fat before you can get to the delicious part, right? It's the same. So, a sentence is a simple thing. All it requires is a subject and a verb. Writers like to make sentences more complicated by adding all sorts of words to this basic formula. So it could be very beautiful. But our reader, we have to trim the fat. So for example, three flower run. Okay, and then three flower, an interesting podcast. Round perhaps the best rest of her entire life last week. So these two sentences have the same subject, three flower, and the same verb, run. The second sentence has a lot of more information in it, but they are basically telling us the same thing. One way to increase your comprehension is to ignore all the actual words in the sentence. Train the fat. So, repeat. We have to focus on the subject, verb, and the object. That is, all of the other words provide some useful detail, but the most important ones are the subject, verb, and the object. So, be careful. See you next time. Okay, Chinese version. Hi, 大家好，我是三八花老师。今天呢，我要跟大家分享的是怎么样去读一些比较高级的文章，就是比较进阶，有些困难字的文章，就是减肥。什么？什么减肥？对，没错，你可以想象，当你要吃一块肉的时候，你是不是应该要把它的油去掉，然后呢，你才可以吃到它最美味的那个部分吧，对吧？所以呢，我们要读一个比较高阶一点的文章，首先我们必须要帮他减肥。OK， 举例来说好了，比如说三八花老师跑，他赛跑。OK， 然后另外一句话是三八花老师，他是一个非常有趣的 podcast。然后呢，他在跑他一生中最强的一次的比赛。OK。这个两个句子呢，其实他们有同样的主词，都是三八花老师，然后呢也有同样的动词，就是跑，赛跑。那所以呢，他们差别在哪里？就是后面那一句他给了比较多的讯息。所以说呢，在我们阅读一些比较高阶一点的文章的时候呢，请你专注在他的主词，还有他的动词以及他的受词。对，就是这几个，我们只要专注在这几个，因为作者他只是为了要想要增加一些文字，让这个句子更漂亮。所以今天呢，三八花老师就跟你分享到这里了。 So see you next time. Bye bye.